I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thank you. Thank you for that groundbreaking news, Kevin.
I got to tell you, you really went on a limb. And I think, listen, that's what we think about Kevin Stefanski. He's not afraid to go out on a limb for Shedeur Sanders.
Or the fact that we don't trust him enough that he has to actually implicitly say that is your starting quarterback for the next 4 weeks.
Now remember, with Dylan Gabriel, with Dylan, all right? Yeah, that guy got a clear... Listen, he's got a runway here. We didn't even have to talk about, is he going to start next week?
I forgot to check Dylan's fiance's TikTok to see what her thoughts on the game were.
Did she throw the snowball at Jerry Jeudy as Jerry Jeudy backflipped into the end zone?
More likely than anything, if we're being honest.
It didn't land, so it also could have been Dylan Gabriel.
And also, she probably doesn't have access to suites or anything. She's sitting in the cheap seats with everyone else.
Maybe she's with Kyle Juszczyk and Christian McCaffrey's wives.
That's backup quarterback money. That's economy seating money right there.
Well,
you know what, though?
He'll be a great high school head coach in Hawaii. This is all very bitter. It's not about Dylan Gabriel. It is about whatever the hell that Kevin Stefanski was thinking. Because here's the thing. While I was watching Shedeur yesterday, there is the element of, this is what we were hoping we could get at some point from this young man. But because we saw that three games in, the first thing I did was go back and be like, man, I wonder how much ahead of schedule he could have been if he had just been treated like he was alive from like April until like 4 weeks ago.
I don't think it's an accident that before and after then the Raiders game, he talked about what would happen if he had a full off season of training and a full off season of getting the reps and getting number one. Like, all these things matter. They chose a different guy. They chose poorly, and it was proof positive based off of yesterday.
And I just think with Shedeur, listen, one game is a lot to say he's the quarterback of the future.
Mm-hmm.
But now I believe it's possible. Right? Like, now it's like, the idea that he's going to do what he did yesterday four more times this year with pass catchers going down. You lost Posick for the rest of the year with a snapped Achilles, which stinks, by the way, that he's going into free agency and he has that. That just, you know.
I guess Wyatt Teller's again next. He's out next week as well.
Well, I mean.
That's what we heard today,
too. You got to see more. Like Tevin, I don't think Tevin Jenkins played that bad.
I did watch Carly's TikTok yesterday, and that's not what she was saying was going to happen in the TikTok, just for whatever it's worth.
But so your offensive line's going down. The defense might have checked out yesterday, and we just don't know it. Like, I think we know it. It's tough to see him repeating that four more times over the final four games of the season, but I now go into these games thinking, hey, you have a chance in December simply because this kid played the way he did against the Titans.
Well, you have a chance in December, and if everything goes well, you have some flexibility. Like, you don't have to force anything with the quarterback at the top of the draft. You don't have to force anything with potentially trading all your picks to move up to get a quarterback. You don't even have to think about, again, if things go well, you don't have to think about the stupid, like, Kirk Cousins discussions we had last offseason and everything that accompanies all this stuff. Like, life is so much sweeter if this just works out. That's where the excitement for Browns fans has to come from, is that not only are you a much better better ball club if Shador ends up being the franchise quarterback and is the answer, but you, it just gives you so much more flexibility, and it gives you way more of a chance to start winning sooner.
Yeah, I mean, if you can do that, no matter who you're playing, after 3 weeks of first-team reps with a battered situation, and you can just get something in between. If you just get the aggregate between the first two starts and yesterday for the next 4 weeks, well, what is he going to look like with a full off season? And this, and again, it doesn't guarantee nothing. Like, hell, you could have taken this kid with a number two pick. Nothing is guaranteed. You've got to do it long term, and you've got to show growth over a long amount of time. But like, there wasn't a single moment where I watched Dylan Gabriel play that I was like, oh, he is decidedly better than the day before.
Right? Yeah.
And now 3 games in, and again, it should be important that, like, they can say, well, we're really protecting him. Maybe true, maybe not, because they've lost the right for you to trust them on anything they say. Mm-hmm. Not just because they've been patently and absurdly wrong about these two quarterbacks, but the point is, like, you come back to what they're doing. You come back. The fact that he's done this gives you hope of, man, with a left tackle, maybe a couple guards, and a true playmaker up there alongside Fannin and Judy, and all of a sudden you could have what the only thing you need, which is a league average offense.
Well, and think about it. Everyone's like, oh, the offensive line looked so good yesterday. They looked good for 3 weeks. And first off, I don't think that's an accident that now all of a sudden everyone starts to look good. But Shador was still pressured on 64% of his plays. Mm-hmm. That's the highest rate Tennessee has had all season long. Like, they were doing everything they could in order to generate the pressure they needed to. Shador just made it look like it wasn't happening. Shador was able to make it look like it was normal football. And I don't think enough credit goes to him in those type of areas in that situation.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think the playmaking stuff, it's funny, of all the plays he made, and that Judy throw was a Shadot just on the money. To me, though, the play that was like the, I don't want to say it's like the Baker Mayfield special, but the play that I was like, that's my quarterback, it was a touchdown run. That was an absolute broken play. It was a time where I've seen Dylan turtle, and I've seen Joe Flacco turtle this year, and I've certainly seen Deshaun turtle. I've seen so many guys turtle in that moment. To watch him, who, again, the knock on him is he's not mobile, right? The knock on him is he's not his father, and you and I both, this is something that I will take a small victory lap, but I'm like, just because he's not Deion freaking Sanders doesn't mean the kid can't
move.
Well,
and we have to emphasize just how bad that line was that he was playing at Colorado.
Yes.
Like, that is, because I know people, they'll pull up the rushing numbers at Colorado. They're in the negative, like, because the sacks count as yards. They're in the negative by a decent amount, but that's because he just had one of the worst offensive lines in college football history. Like, you do have to account for that in some regard. He can use his legs, but it's not the feature that I think a lot of people would think it would be.
So I know a lot of people just want to do the rubber stamp. Shador became the future quarterback of the Cleveland Browns yesterday. I'm not there yet. But what I will tell you is he did the things, like, we've talked about this. When you have this owner, when you have this dysfunction, when you have this organization, you can't just be a dude. You can't just be some schmo.
You gotta be something special.
You can't be, oh, shucks, Kirk Cousins, you like that. No, you need to have something within you, some sort of spark, toughness, grit, charisma, some thing of that. There's no coincidence that the only time we've seen that has been Baker Mayfield, and now it is 3 games, but we're seeing it from Shador. And what is the comp you and I have made since the draft? It has been Baker Mayfield.
Right. That's why I tell people, I think the number one thing I've been drawn to with Shador the entire time has been, I see so much of the two of them, and whether that's Shador and Baker, whatever way you want to describe it, like, it exists. It exists. And it's in the intangibles in many ways. It's in the toughness that I can't believe the amount of people I heard today being like, I had no idea Shador was that tough. I was worried about how slight a frame he was. I didn't know that. It's like, did you ever watch him at Colorado at all?
Are you,
like,
Booger McFarland? You only watched about Ohio State once this year?
What are you talking about? I think that was like one of the top five features everyone brings up consistently about Shador is his toughness.
I had no idea he was Deion's kid.
Right? Like, did you just
find
gonna
tell me?
I couldn't believe it. Okay, clearly the people I've been arguing with for 8 months never watched any Colorado tape ever. Okay, great.
Have you guys heard about
fantastic
this? Shador's a right-handed quarterback.
It was basically that point. I was like, what are we doing? And that's fine.
It's also
that's
very
fine.
Accurate. There's, I mean, these things are blowing my mind.
Listen, that's all right. If a lot of Browns fans and a lot of people we discuss this stuff with have to slowly and surely learn learn about Shador through these games. I'm glad he's got the four-game runway to try to figure this all out and to be able to showcase what he can do. But it is just that. It's a four-game runway, and then we'll go from there. But it's fantastic he's going to have the opportunity.
And here's the thing. This is another this is another important thing where I don't love throwing things to it's a lost season because there are a lot of guys who play.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
It's really hard this year. And it's tough to say, like, for a guy like Mason Graham who's gotten better and Carson Schlesinger who's gotten better, like, this is only a lost season if this isn't a bridge to something somewhere at some point. Meaning guys like that and Shador and Dylan and Quinchon and, like, if and these Fannin. Guys aren't a part of something that you're building going forward, if there is a reset in the coaching staff. But you can't – you just can't convince me that you aren't thinking – you out there aren't thinking – man, what would this season have looked like if you had maybe waited, given Joe Flacco two, maybe three more weeks, and had been and getting Shador ready to play this whole time? Because even though I still don't know you're a playoff team, maybe you could have been that 7-8 win team, and really it felt much more like a bridge to somewhere instead of, well, next year now he's got to prove he can be the quarterback and win and all this other stuff.
It had a chance to be drastically different.
Yeah,
it had a chance. They chose Dylan. They chose poorly. And that's why they got to live with those decisions, though. That's why when you're back-to-back three-win teams in consecutive seasons and people are like, oh, but he didn't have the talent. He didn't. No, no, no. Stefanski had decisions he got to make. He chose poorly. Or at least somebody in the front office had decisions they got to make. They chose poorly.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say that we're going to fall back. We're not going to do the moving goalpost thing here. I'm going to go ahead and say it's still fair to think that that Dylan was Kevin's guy and that Shador was somebody else's guy. I'm still going to say that no matter how verbose Kevin Stefanski was in that clip, the run clip that we played earlier here, 216-474-0092. Let's go with Jeff in North Carolina. Welcome to the show, Jeff.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Love the comparison with Shador to Baker. Man, I miss that type of energy and, I feel like that kid's got something. It's clearly different than Baker's, but it's something very similar in that it gets people around him to play hard and believe. The reason for the call, I think that Gabriel got the nod more than anything from just the college career that he had. You know, four or five different colleges, head coaches, coordinators, et cetera, and did very well. And when you're going to play a rookie quarterback, I think you have to come in with some understanding of the game that, you know, when you hear a different voice. And unfortunately, the worst thing that happened to Shador is I think his father's been his coach his whole life, right? He hit, you know, at Jackson State and Colorado. Not sure what his high school and you know.
Dion was the offensive coordinator for him in high school.
Okay, yeah, my thought would be we would be heavy-handed in it whether or not he was or not, you know. I feel like that's a difficult thing to do when you've only had one voice in your head. And so my hunch is Yeah, third round, fifth round, all that stuff does matter. There's about $1.5 million difference in the guaranteed rookie scale contracts, and certainly a lot of perception. But I think when you just got to pick two kids that are unproven, you kind of go with the kid who at least can check a protection, you know, maybe change a route, check a run to the right defender. You know, those
Jeff,
type of things.
Jeff, real quick, the only thing I would say about what you're saying, and we appreciate you, buddy. We're not running for that. We are up against it here. But the point is, all those things are things that you can coach up. Like, and I know because they've done that the last 3 weeks, and you saw several times Shador check into things or point out production, which he didn't do 2 weeks ago. And there's been an interesting pivot for people trying to maintain the Browns' dignity in all this that I think is... I think it's weak sauce beyond weak sauce. And that is, well, no. It's just that Dylan was more pro-ready. And it's like, no, he was pro-ready to be a backup. He wasn't pro-ready to start. And the whole point of NFL coaching is that if you're not NFL-ready, they get your ass NFL-ready. I'll take a guy that isn't quote-unquote ready to play week one but has the talent to be a starter versus a guy who's ready to play week one who doesn't have the talent to be a starter. Well, and that's – and by the way, I'm still not giving the Browns that out.
It's also not like Joe Flacco got injured and they were forced to make that move either. They were the ones that decided in week five that they wanted to go to Dylan Gabriel. They didn't have to go to Dylan Gabriel in that moment.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.